CEO, Australian Hotels Association in Western Australia. Bradley, why do you think Perth's been left out of this package? Good afternoon.
Hi, Ollie. How are you going? Look, I think that we're at a crossroads, and the crossroads of these is that the introduction and the rollout of the vaccine has meant that we are in a totally different set of circumstances than we were 3 months ago, 6 months ago, or 12 months ago. And now is the time for us to be looking at how we can maintain access into the state by tourists, travellers, conferences, conventions and business travellers, whilst at the same time respecting and recognising the need to have a safe protocol. The Premier and the state government's done an absolutely fantastic job in protecting the state, and there's no question about that. But for the Commonwealth to want to invest in providing half-price airfares into Perth, we've got to try and see that there is a compromise, that there's a recognition that the game has changed, that with the rollout of the vaccine, there is now a protected process that would mean that there's much less risk of transmission, and we've got to see how we can keep those doors open so that we can have travellers coming into our state.
Do you think there's any truth, though, Bradley, to the federal government being a bit nervous about our state border policy, or even for that matter, Virgin or Qantas, thinking it's just not worth the risk?
Well, I think there's some truth in that. I think there's some truth. If I was an airline looking at the risk, I would be looking at the routes where I know I've got certainty. If they're looking at routes that could shut with a moment's notice, then obviously they're not going to invest on the time, the energy, the routing, the staffing, and the booking of the fares, everything else. And what we've got to do is we've got to see a collaboration here between finding the right mechanism for the state government to provide protection that they've continued to, but how do we do that with a bit more flexibility? It's about looking at how to pivot now to provide certainty for travellers, because you think about it, Ollie, if you were living in Sydney or Melbourne and you were wanting to come to WA for a holiday, coming through Perth and there's these discounts, half-price fares, you'd be seriously considering it. But if the thought of having the door shut within 2 hours' notice or 5 hours' notice is there, you're going to really question whether you do that or whether you go to Cairns or Tasmania.
Yeah.
And I think what we need to find is this solution that says WA is open for tourism, conference, hospitality, business, but at the same time, we've got to see protection of our border as well. Now, the way of doing that is to see extensive rollout of the vaccine, and if it means that a conference can come to WA and the delegates all declare that they've had the vaccine and it provides the protection the state government wants, then that could be a pathway. I'm not a scientist or a doctor, though, and I don't want to profess to have the solutions. I'm using that only as an example. So I just preface that with that point, is that we've got to find a more sophisticated approach to dealing with border closure than just lock, block, stock and barrel, shutting off everything. It's worked in the past, but we do have a new pathway forward, and that's going to provide the Commonwealth and the airlines a bit more certainty about putting the routes on, but it would also mean a leisure traveller, a business traveller, a conference attendee from over east would also have more certainty.
We also know, Bradley, that a lot of our regional destinations have had quite decent trade, it must be said, over the last 6 months. There is obviously also a state government subsidy in place for a lot of regional airfares within Western Australia, but it does nothing for those hotels here in the CBD. And canvassing some of those operators myself today, they're still indicating some weekends, some pretty decent trade. There are still a lot of West Australians thinking about a staycation, but there's still not that many people, they tell me, flying in from Sydney or Brisbane or Melbourne coming over for a holiday.
Absolutely right. And the state government and Tourism WA have done a great job at encouraging staycations in Perth City. Those hotels that have participated in those campaigns and are really good resort style or good holiday weekend experience hotels have done well out of it. And there is room for growth in that area. But the city accommodation hotels operating in Maine on around 20-25% occupancy, when they should be at this time of the year operating at 80-85%, are not employing people. They're not employing the staff that they would otherwise. Jobs have obviously been lost, and the revenue is not coming in. But we're also missing out on the broader spend in the state economy by not having the conferences and the exhibitions and the other opportunities. The other side of the coin is that the state government has done extremely well in supporting regional air travel, getting people through Perth out into the regions and supporting that regional travel. So if we think about if the Commonwealth rolls out this half-price fare to get people from over east into Perth and that's coupled with the state government's support for lower regional airfares, everyone can be a winner. You can have a couple of days stay over in Perth and then travel up to the East Kimberley or down south or wherever it may be, because the other type of travel is car hire.
Yeah.
And there's some great opportunities here for people to just get in a car and drive down to Margaret River. There's so many opportunities here. So we need to think of Perth not only as the destination, but it's the hub to regional travel throughout the state. And that's why I'm saying to the Commonwealth, you need to reconsider this list to include Perth on the list to provide support for regional travel to the hubs around the state, but also the Perth accommodation, food and beverage market that's going to employ so many more people and generate income for the state. But to do that, I suspect, and I'd say the airlines as well, are looking at Perth and WA saying, why would we do that if the borders could close with a moment's notice? So we need a more sophisticated and nuanced approach to how we deal with that hard border closure. And I think now with the vaccine, that conversation can start.
Appreciate your time. Bradley Woods, Australian Hotels Association, WA CEO. Does there need to be some sort of compromise here for Western Australia moving forward in regards to the state border? As Bradley says, sophisticated approach towards the border closures, vaccine being rolled out, and perhaps Perth may have been included here in this tourism aviation package of $1.2 billion. Your views, 9221 882. Pat.